The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. If you've walked a beach recently, anywhere in the world, you've seen plastic. Every tide tosses ashore a fresh catch of bags, bottles, syringes, and other debris. The seas are brimming with the stuff, and it can be disheartening to find plastic soiling otherwise pristine coasts. But this unsightly garbage obscures a more insidious problem. Much of the ocean's plastic are less than a 16th of an inch in size. Whether you're way up in northern Alaska or at the tip of the Florida Keys, they're there. To study this, researchers collect samples by pressing metal rings into the sand below the line of debris left by high tide. Then back in the lab, they dried, sifted, and spun the sand with a high-density saline solution to separate out the bits of plastic, which they painstakingly counted under a microscope. What they found was alarming. Microplastics were present in every sample. Wisconsin's Apostle Island National Lakeshore had the highest recorded concentration of microplastics, 285 particles per kilo of sand. And Alaska's Sitka National Historical Park had the lowest, an average of 21 particles per kilo.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and the Cincinnati Zoo, with support from Cincinnati Public Radio members to spread the good news of the natural world.